Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Audio Boo. This is James Glory, Yorkshire in the north of England with this morning's glory. Today is a very important day for me. It's down to the estate agents to sign the forms for my new place, and I'm very grateful today. Do you know, and sometimes it's difficult for me to express gratitude. I know I can say hallelujah, hallelujah, and rejoice, but today there's a deeper sense of gratitude for where I've been from. I was just talking to my mother, and I was going back over a few things and a few of the terrible times that I had brought myself through and the things that I had done. And this is the thing, it's often owning and accepting responsibility for our actions that is one of the most difficult things. Our natural inclination is to focus outwards on other people, on situations and circumstances. But Audioboo, today, it is dreadfully important that we bring it back to ourselves. Bring it back to ourselves today. If you're struggling in situations financially, mentally, spiritually, emotionally or physically, bring it back to yourselves. Look at the reasons why. And then you can truly, truly defeat the opposition and the negativity. For example, drug addiction was my fault. Criminal activity was my fault. I may have been come from a broken family, but that's not an excuse for bad behaviour. It can often be a false justification for those who look outwards and don't really want to see the truth. But today, Audioboo, the gratitude that I feel, I thank my God today. I thank my God that today the independence that I have, the freedom from addictions and old sin patterns, have been brought about by self-reflection, by looking properly at myself, making moral inventories and bringing them before God. Hallelujah, because he's been faithful to me. And the moment that I got honest with myself was the moment that the power of God was released into my life. Because God, his very nature is truth. God cannot lie and he cannot deal with lies because he is a holy, holy, holy God. So today, if your circumstances and situations are difficult, why not take the time to sit down and bring these things back to yourself and assess and really look at how you could have been to blame. And that word blame, a lot of people don't like the word blame. I'm to blame. It's easy, as I've said, to blame others. But today, Audioboo, how about a bit of self-reflection? How about a bit of moral inventory? Bring it back to yourself today, Audioboo. Bring it back to yourself and let the power of God free you. Let the truth, the light of the truth, shine into your world. Because the Lord said, and the truth shall make you free. And if you have the Son, you are free indeed. Audioboo, I thank you for all the support I've had, all the messages, emails of support. And today when I move into my new place properly, when I sign those forms properly, I will be able to look back and think, at last, hallelujah, James has moved forward. Because I couldn't have done this even a year ago. Even though I've been clean a long time, the kind of maturity and self-reflection that I needed to enable God to move in power in my life was not there. But the great thing is I've got the desires in my heart now. And the most wonderful thing of all is that God placed them there in the first place. It was his delight to give me the desires of my heart according to scripture. And the wonderful thing is he placed them there. He actually placed the desires of my heart there and then gave me them. How beautiful is that? So today, Audioboo, take courage in your difficult and negative circumstances. Bring things back to yourself. And with proper self-reflection and moral inventories, you shall be set free indeed. This is James Glory with a positive message. Yorkshire in the north of England, blessing you today. Hallelujah. Praise God.